Chapter 3. Chelsea Physic Garden, May 7th, 1848. On a spring day in 1848, Robert Fortune strolled through the Chelsea Physic Garden, a verdant patch of land by the Thames, admiring some of his own handiwork. The earth was just warming to life. Tulips were out in full flower, and lily of the valley dipped gracefully toward the ground. The bulb beds planted in the chilly previous autumn were coming into bloom, as was a tree peony, one of his most treasured discoveries in the Far East. 3 years earlier, upon his triumphal return from China, Fortune had been appointed curator of the Chelsea Physic Garden. Something of a vindication of the Royal Horticultural Society's assessment of the value of the mission to his future career. Now 35, he had seen his life change very much for the better. 3 years' wanderings in the northern provinces of China had been published a year earlier to rave reviews. He and his family currently enjoyed an enviable position that had a degree of social prominence and comfort to which he could not otherwise have aspired. His position at the Physic Garden paid £100 per annum, roughly $10,000 in today's dollars, no more than he had earned in China, but in addition to his salary, he received the use of a charming brick house on the garden's grounds for his family and servants, though the house had no indoor plumbing or sanitation, an allocation of coal, and the right to cultivate his own vegetable garden. The curatorship of the Physic Garden provided him with both a showcase for his talents and the opportunity to establish himself as one of the premier horticulturalists in Britain. The Physic, established in 1673 by the Company of Apothecaries, was England's second oldest botanic garden. Today, it is a bucolic oasis of only 4 acres situated in the posh area near Sloane Square, not far from the center of London. Hidden from the street behind high red brick walls, it serves as a living museum of the exotic and medicinal plants of the world. In Fortune's day, it was a living display of the many novelties and mysteries of the Victorian plant world, as well as a laboratory for the study of materia medica, herbal and vegetable remedies, balms, powders, syrups, tinctures, salves, and ointments.